Another scripture relied upon to support the false teaching of unlimited submission to the civil government is Luke 20:25, also recorded in Matthew 22:21 and Mark 12:17. The Bible teaches that God is over all governments, including civil government. We've already been over that. You can go and review God Betrayed if you need to understand that, or you can go back and listen to the archive broadcasts that have preceded this one. Nonetheless, many Americans, in spite of the teaching of the Bible, grab the following words of Jesus and apply the incorrect, Americanized interpretation. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Obviously, Jesus is saying that both Caesar and God have jurisdictions. What are those jurisdictions? Are America and many pastors correct in teaching church members that they cannot depend totally upon God to supply their needs? That they need and can better serve the Lord with civil government contrived protection through incorporation and tax exemption? And are that America, not God, is to be their omniscient, omnipotent benefactor? To understand what Jesus was saying, one must understand both the immediate and the overall context of Scripture. Did Jesus say something contrary to the rest of scriptural teaching when he said those words? No, Jesus said those words with a perfect knowledge of Scripture and in the context of Scripture. He said those words to practicing religious Jews who were well versed in Scripture and most likely understood the contextual meaning of what he said. In the immediate context, the Pharisees were instigating an attack upon the Lord Jesus. Matthew 22:15 says this, "Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk." You can also see Mark 12:13, Luke 20:19. "The chief priests and scribes sought to lay hands on Jesus, and they feared the people." Luke 20:19. Luke 20:20-22 says, "And they watched him and sent forth spies which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, so they might deliver him under the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no?" They wanted the civil government to do the dirty work, which they would not do themselves because they feared the people. As J. Vernon McGee in Volume 2 of his comments on Matthew says, if Jesus said, "No, you are not to pay tribute to Caesar," he could be accused of being a traitor to Rome, which ruled over Israel at that time. If he said, "Yes, you are to pay tribute to Caesar," he could not be the true Messiah. They thought they had our Lord on the horns of a dilemma. The Lord, being God, knew their plan. But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, "Why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites?" Jesus said, "Show me a penny. Whose image and superscription hath it?" When they answered and said, "Caesar's," he gave his famous reply, which left them amazed and unable to fulfill their plan. In the overall context of Scripture, what was the Lord saying? The Pharisees knew the Old Testament. When Jesus asked whose image and superscription were on the coin, they most likely knew that he was saying that mankind, including Caesar, was created in the image of God by God, and that Caesar as a ruler was given his authority with limitations by God. They knew the Scripture that said, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Genesis 1:27. They knew the scriptures that taught that God was the supreme ruler, that his was the supreme government, as well as those scriptures that taught that God ordained civil government and all other governments. They also knew that Jesus claimed to be God. Go look at John 10:32-33 to see that. In one short statement, the Lord, as only he could, summarized in the context of Scripture God's jurisdiction, rulership over all men and governments, including civil governments, and civil governments' God-given jurisdiction as laid out in the Bible. The result of the interchange was the opposite of what the Pharisees had hoped for. Since it was not yet his time to be crucified, God defeated their purpose by the power of his word. Luke 20:26 says, "And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer and held their peace." And as recorded in Matthew 22:22, "and left him and went their way."